Welcome to First Nation Ministries. Today we're bringing you a classic broadcast from our founder, Reverend Don Klein.
I love to tell the story.
This is the voice of First Nation Ministries, dedicated to spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ to the Indian tribes of the United States, Canada, and Mexico. Now here's the director of First Nation Ministries, Reverend Don Klein.
Hello there, neighbor. I'm glad you're my neighbor. I'll tell you, I had to smile. I kind of like that old greeting. It was always such a joy to have somebody helloing from the gate. Company. Company meant quite a bit to us up Dutch Canyon in 1930 and 31. People had their old Model Ts up on blocks. They didn't have money for gas. That's the way we were. And old W.A. Quick up the hill, he had one, and Kirtland's had one and stuck away. But I think the Anderson boys probably ended up with it and fixed it up. I don't know. But anyway, dollars were scarce. And it was a matter of getting something to eat. We moved out of Portland with nothing. And I've told you before, but my daddy had been sick. We lost our home and a car and everything. He wasn't supposed to live. And when he found out he was going to live a while, they didn't give him very long, but he lived for years and logged after that with the hand of God. But we moved up there, and I'll never forget the Kirtland family. Old Grandpa Kirtland, Eric Kirtland. He showed up with some rhubarb and stuff out of his garden, and he shared with us and welcomed us to the community. And then the Hergen Vaders, they were so good. And then the Chaliks, that family on down towards Scappoose, they were not too far from us, probably a mile and a quarter, something like that. And we were about 5 miles up the creek from the city. But they had a cow, and we needed milk. We didn't have a cow yet, and they helped us out. And, of course, Rudolph Tates was a friend of my dad's almost immediately. And for some reason, old Rudolph Tates and Tom Klein, they hooked up, and they hunted together, and they enjoyed each other and spoke with. They were friends. They were friends, real friends. And I think of all the rest of them, the Flemings and the Ungers, and the folks up the old Raymond Creek, the Kavaluskis and the Kemeyers, and I don't remember all the names, but I remember some of them were so important. That's this guy that was down on his luck, moved into the old Grant place. Living in a hunting shack while he built the owner's house, and they furnished all the material. Then we moved in and lived there for 4 years as their guests. And what a wonderful bunch of people. But it was important to have friends. And I'm so glad for friends now, and that's the way it's going. And I'm among friends. And back there, when a man came to the gate, he helloed. And so that's what I've done. And I watched the crowd out there at Bethany Presbyterian. Their faces were pretty blank. And they were, I hadn't had got there in time to shake hands with anyone. I just slipped in, and it's about time. And they got me up front, and they had to give me a hand to steady me. And then when they moved me in a chair down. I didn't want to sit on the platform back of the pulpit. I got down front close, and I said, "Hello there, neighbors," and people come unglued. They begin to clap, and they smiled, and it broke the ice. A lot of them had been listening to the program. I'll tell you, I have had police officers pull me down, and I say, "What did I do?" "Oh, nothing, Rev. Just wanted to see how it's going, listen to you in the broadcast. How are you, neighbor?" And it's been kind of a trademark, so to speak. So I'm your neighbor. And bless your hearts, I wished I had time and is in a position to help every last one of you. But my main thing that I can give now is spiritual guidance. And if you have a need or a problem, and there's been many of them come right here in this office, or this old Brother Arnold Motz and his congregation at Woodland Park Chapel, let us use the basement. It's humble, but I'll tell you, that's the job done, and it doesn't cost us a penny. Bless their hearts. And we're just carrying on, and people are coming in, and we get to pray with them. And I want you to pray for Bob King. He's on the team. But Bob is facing some momentous, mountainous opposition. And it's satanic to what he felt called to do and was going so nicely. And then the devil got a stick in the spoke some way or other. But we don't need to know all the details. But we know a God that can look down on Bob King and his precious wife that have been such a help to this little missionary outreach and help them with their burdens. And there's others that come in here. When I think of the people that have sat here in the chair and prayed, and it's been such a blessing to me, and it's helped me in my life. And sometimes they've come to pray for me, and they've laid hands on me and ask God to give me strength and help, and I believe God's heard their prayers. He didn't say we wouldn't get old. You can pray, but you'll probably get bald-headed. That isn't a sign of piety or spirituality or of any kind or sin. You probably have to wear some glasses, and you may have some false teeth. I don't believe that God prevents aging, but he's promised to be with us in our afflictions. And he's a healer. But I've never heard of anyone yet that got a full set of teeth back after they had them all pulled at the hand of God. That isn't what God's up to. Now, neighbor, if you have, I'd sure like to see them. Well, let's get on with the Indians today. We're just excited about what we're doing. And I've told you about the Bethany Presbyterian in Portland West Side. And we're going to see the doctor this afternoon. And we're going to put the finishing touches on it tomorrow, Wednesday. And Thursday morning, we'll be taken out with that big old rig. And I'm excited about it. And we're aware of the devil fighting there. Well, Brother Marv Betcher always made that trip, and he wanted to make it so badly, and he had to have a hip replaced, and they had a new thing. They didn't put in a false hip. They would go in and scrape it and then resurface it, and it would be wonderful. And he said he'd be out and driving long before this, but something went wrong. He got infection, and it was grim. It got where it was more serious after it had been worked on than it was when he first started to get help from the doctors. And they didn't know what they'd have to do, but they couldn't go in again and do it all over again. But they did what was necessary, and it's successful. And he's able to drive his car, but he can't clutch the big truck. He takes some strength, and it's his left leg. And so he had to sign off. And then we're so glad Brother Ken Sullivan wanted to go, and he's still my brother and wants to go, and he'll get in on a trip. And he's been such a blessing to this preacher down through the years. And then I thought of all the others that have driven for us. And Mark Furman wanted to go, and his wife was expecting a baby, and it's coming pretty maturely, and they look for it to be born today, or they'll take it, or I don't know just what all's involved, but he couldn't go. And I just didn't know hardly what to do, and there's a couple other drivers we'd approach, and they wanted to go, but they couldn't go. And so Les Phipps said, well, Don, We're old fuddy-duds, but we'll go, and God will help us. And so Les Phipps is going to do the driving, and I'm going to sit there doing the praying. He'll be praying, too. But we'll obey the laws, and we take a couple of extra days to do it, probably, that we will leave here early Thursday morning, and we won't be back till 7 or 8 days later, Lord willing. But I want you to pray that God will give us bare highways and that we won't have to chain up because, and frankly, we can't do it. And if we do, we'll just, some other truckers putting on chains, we'll hire him to put ours on. And those truckers, there's a lot of wonderful boys driving those trucks. They help each other. And I know that God's going to work it all out. And bless your heart. You are an important part. May God bless you. Let us pray. Oh, God, we pray earnestly. Come and the team bless the people, the ones that are joined together, their hearts. And they're standing with this old preacher that God has called to get the word out on the reservation on a level that they can grasp and that might point them to the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world. Have thy way, Lord, and we'll give thee the praise. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this classic First Nation Ministries broadcast with our founder, Reverend Don Klein, where our goal is to reach out to the Native American tribes throughout the country and share Jesus Christ with them. We do it through an act of love by providing much-needed food, clothing, bedding, and just those basic things they simply don't have. You can help us by donating those basic necessities to First Nation that would in turn be driven and delivered to our Native brothers and sisters. God made it clear to our founder, Don Klein, many years ago to reach out to these hurting people, and we want to continue that vision to take the powerful message of Christ to our Native American family. Thank you so much.
I love to tell the story.
You can help us reach our Native American brothers and sisters with your prayers and financial gifts. Please write to us at First Nation Ministries, Post Office Box 30055, Portland, Oregon 97294. That's Post Office Box 30055, Portland, Oregon 97294. You can call us at 503-477-6077, 503-477-6077, and visit our website at firstnationministries.org.